Hi, and welcome to the Pricing Solutions Podcast, where we discuss news, articles, and exchange opinions on different pricing topics. Today's focus is pricing research. Did you know that it has been found that a company's stock performance is linked to their pricing capability, one of them being pricing research? However, less than a third of companies manage to conduct pricing research at all. Joining us to discuss this topic is Greg Thomas, Vice President of the Pricing Solutions Research Team. To start us off, what does pricing research mean?
Well, pricing research can mean several things. There are typically three types of different pricing researchers. The first type is historical data analysis. The second type, competitive pricing analysis. And the third type, customer-focused pricing research or market research. I want to focus today on customer-focused pricing research. That's engaging your customers or your consumers in interviews, focus groups, or surveys to help quantify their perspective on different value drivers of your product offering, their willingness to pay for the existing product or the new products, and their level of price sensitivity or price elasticity, so that we can measure their reaction if we raise or lower prices.
So, and why is it important for a company to conduct pricing research?
Pricing is one of the largest levers in managing a company's profitability, either by the brand or the product portfolio. As well, pricing research gives the means of connecting unique customer segments to different levels of value insight, price sensitivity. And that helps brand managers, product managers, global pricing managers develop unique product offerings across different customer segments so that at the end of the day, they can optimize their revenue and profitability.
You also said that it was the largest lever in managing profitability. What are other ways?
Sure. So managing profitability is driven by pricing management. It's also driven by sales management, where the company can take action to increase sales volume. It can also manage around variable costs and fixed costs. All these have impacts on profitability. However, in several surveys by different companies, pricing always ends up number one.
And what is generated by conducting pricing research?
It covers a lot of different business needs, such as understanding if we have a new product, what level we should price it at, as well as understanding if we have a portfolio of products, if we change the price of one product in the portfolio or multiple items in the portfolio, how do they interact? Extending that further, how do they interact with competitive offerings?
Right.
And if we're raising or lowering prices, we may be hitting new price points, crossing certain thresholds that may not be reflected in the history or the sales data. Mm-hmm. So all these different business needs help us assess price sensitivity. What are the interactions with competitive products and brands? What are the interactions in our portfolio? Are we cannibalizing? How is our margin mix being changed?
Right.
So this generates a lot of new insights based on how the customer or the consumer are going to behave, as well as insights in how does it impact our sales volume and our profitability. One of the things that helps us understand those insights is to develop tools that the pricing manager or product manager can use.
Can you emphasize a little bit more about tools?
They're based in Excel, but what they've quantified is the elasticity of different products, different SKUs, and the cross-elasticities of those products and the family of SKUs. So the brand manager, product manager, or pricing manager can conduct what-if scenarios and see if they raise price of one SKU by 25%, how is the sales volume and profitability of that SKU changed in the new scenario, and how has it changed relative to the entire portfolio that the company may own.
So you've mentioned a list of what is generated by conducting pricing research, but how do we accomplish it?
As I mentioned earlier, there's focus groups, interviews, one-on-one interviews with customers, and surveys. And the real strength comes from quantifying price sensitivity of customers' behavior, and that can be accomplished the best through a survey methodology. Often firms use a survey methodology called conjoint or discrete choice, where customers or consumers are presented with alternative trade-offs. You can imagine competitive brands as alternative trade-offs. There may be alternative attributes within the competing brands, and certainly differences in price. There may be a premium price, a mid-tier, and a value-priced offering presented. And what we want to elicit from the customer is how do they trade off between the economic value of the different attributes in the product and the brand and the relative cost or the price of each of the products and brands being tested. Mm-hmm. The conjoint discrete choice methodology is iterative in nature, so each customer or consumer within the survey context will go through a number of different scenarios, and from that we're able to capture that data and quantify price elasticity, cross-price elasticity, these are the interactions between competing brands, products within the same portfolio. All this is enabling us to create models so that we can simulate changes in sales volume, changes in profitability, and changes in revenue.
So, Greg, for our listeners, what are the key takeaway points from this conversation?
Sure. Pricing overall is a management process. Developing pricing intelligence by understanding price and the value equation from the customer's perspective helps us manage pricing in three ways. It identifies the key value drivers to articulate in the development and support of your pricing strategy. It identifies the risks where the perception of price, value, and adoption may not be aligned across customers and channels. It also helps us set and manage business expectations within our organizations. All these things add up to optimizing your long-term pricing strategy.
You're listening to the Pricing Solutions Podcast. For more information, or if you have any questions you would like us to talk about, please go to www.pricingsolutions.com.